Welcome to City Corner, a new weekly show on KYUK focusing on what's going on in Bethel City Hall. I'm Christine Trudeau. The guest this week is City Manager Pete Williams. Up for discussion this week are the Institutional Corridor Project, the Sewer Lagoon Jetty Project, the Bethel Fire and Police Departments, and updating the city's IT systems. We'll go now to that interview recorded last Friday at Bethel City Hall.
My name's Pete Williams. I'm the City Manager for City of Bethel.
For our listeners that might not know, what does your job as City Manager entail?
Well, that can be a long answer or a short one. Basically, it's to oversee the departments to follow the Bethel Municipal Code.
Municipal Code is the law, right?
Right. Yeah, and the Municipal Code is what guides us all. And also to address any concerns that the City Council may have. The City Council is who I answer to, and then the department heads answer to the City Manager. So I'm kind of responsible for all of that.
And before this, you were the Port Director, right?
That's correct. I was Port Director for about 6 years, and I acted as intern City Manager maybe 3-4 times before I signed a contract on January 2nd of this year to be the permanent City Manager for 3 years.
What did your job before that entail as a Port Director?
Well, again, there's a Chapter 14 in the Bethel Municipal Code has some laws concerning the port. We also use the terminal tariff. Now it's 005 that governs the what the port director is responsible for. Basically, in the winter summertime, we're busy. You got 6-7 months of busy work, and then it starts to slow down. And so we're responsible. The jurisdiction of the or what we call the port facilities stretches from the petroleum dock to the small boat harbor and anything that or any of the waterways that may touch those facilities. I mean, we're also kind of, they've been responsible for what I call connector roads or the roads that are kind of adjacent to the seawall and the petroleum dock and the small boat harbor.
And as City Manager, what has that transition been like in responsibilities? And I mean, you said you kind of did it temporarily on and off for a little while, and now you're coming on full, you know, full steam. So what's that like?
Well, you're a lot busier. I think one thing, as I've got involved in city government and started as port director, was to attend the port commission meetings before I was actually port director, and I kind of did the same thing with the council meetings. I think I pretty much probably 80% of the meetings I attended. So even though I wasn't involved directly with some of the issues over the years, it has helped as I've moved into this job to kind of know some of the background to the coming and goings of the city's business.
As city manager, what are your current top priorities?
I didn't take the job with any certain, I guess, top priorities in mind. To me, they're kind of all equal and on their own. There were some, we have two projects, the institutional corridor that's going to lay some water line up through the new hospital complex and behind the YK administration building. So those are ongoing, of course, had to be addressed immediately and continued. And then the sewer lagoon project was another one that it was another one that had to be followed through on and without any break and without taking a break from it. But so those were kind of priorities in that respect. But each department, you know, I try to treat equally. I didn't, and the positions, the personnel positions, so I didn't really have one certain thing picked out. They were kind of all marching in a line, I hope, in the same direction. That's up. No.
Yeah. So with those two projects, starting, I guess, with the institutional corridor project, a number of easements were just passed by council for that project. Can you talk about where that is at?
Yes. So I'm a little, this update's about 9 years, nine days out. So this was on the 20th, but we're right now finalizing the bid documents, and I would imagine that if that this should be out to bid early next week on the 4th or 5th of July. You know, this is phase two. Phase one is putting some helixes in. That contractor has been picked, and then the phase two, the bigger part of it, is I'm glad to say going to be out to bid. We're hoping that in July, middle of July to the end of August, that we see the materials that are the equipment needed for that project to arrive here in Bethel. And even it looks like they're going to be working in a little bit of cold weather, but it's a project that can be done where the weather changes.
And for the sewer lagoon project, where's that at?
We just on the there's two parts to this project. One's dredging out the sewer lagoon, and the other is building a new jetty or which is basically a dock for the trucks to drive up to and discharge their products. On the sewer lagoon side, we just today actually wrapped up the bid documents, and hopefully this afternoon, which is Friday here, they'll be out on the or published in the newspapers and so forth, or put out to bid. And the jetty project, they are just starting on the design is done, and they are starting to work on the contract portion of that project to pick a contractor. And I'm not quite sure how long that it'll take to draw up that contract, probably at least a few weeks. And then it'll have to go in front of council for approval, so that might be a week or two more. So anyways, we're aiming for as fast as we can to get it out in the street.
So for somebody that might not know the process of it, it sounds like, you know, you kind of establish like, okay, this work needs to be done, so we're going to find a company that can do it. Then they're going to put together a bid. We're going to take that bid, assess it to how much money we have to do the project, and then put that in front of council, and then they decide if that's going to move forward. Is that a fair way of kind of breaking down the process of kind of what most of the projects that you work on are?
Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment. Council needs to approve any contracts or agreements, and so that's kind of that's kind of the last part of getting a project going. And it kind of gives everybody one last shot. If they happen to decide they don't want the project, they don't like what it's going to cost, or whatever it may be, it gives council the last shot at either moving forward or not moving forward. Projects, especially of this size, can take up to 4 or 5 years to come to where we are at with them today. And there's just a whole lot that goes into them. And it's the bottom line is somebody comes up with a concept plan and says, hey, this looks good. They get it drawn out on paper. Usually it goes to an engineer for a cost estimation. So you kind of got an estimate of what you think it's going to cost. And then you look at what you have what funds you have for it. And usually they don't match. And so, but you go ahead. The next step in the process is the permitting, which can take, you know, depending on the project, it can include any number of government agencies. And for instance, for the sewer lagoon project and the jetty, there's probably 300-400 pages of work and numerous council meetings that are items that they had to approve. So there's just a whole lot of steps. Finally, you get where we're at today. We're going to put it out to bid. The contractors will come back with a number that, or an amount that they'll do it for. And again, we're looking at what we have on hand to spend. And sometimes, and a lot of times, we have to scale back the scope of the project to fall within the funds that we have available. So, like with the core projects, basically, you come up with a concept of the Corps of Engineers, and which I'm more familiar with as working as a port director, and it's 5 years from the time that you think of something to the time that you actually get something done.
So I'm going to skip something on here and just move over to what I believe was 16-17, repairing the seawall. Mm-hmm. And at the meeting you said it'll end a project after 30 years. Can you talk about that? I mean, that's planning a lot longer ahead than 5 years for somebody.
Well, yes, it is. So back in the early 80s, down by what is now the petroleum dock. And I wasn't here, so there's some people out here probably got more detail than me on it, but it started to wash out. It washed out First Avenue, and it started to wash out the front of the city of Bethel. So the city stepped in and built the seawall. The city got to a point where they couldn't finish the project, I guess, or finish the work that needed to be done. And the Corps, the United States Corps of Engineers, took the project over. And so what we have coming up scheduled for next year, which will go out to bid August 10th, I think it is that there are some repairs that need to be made on what we call the East Edition, which is across the slough. Going down East Avenue just before you get in the small boat harbor, that portion of the seawall, there's probably 1,700 feet, I think it is, that needs to be repaired. And so when that's finished, it's been about 30 years since they first started the project. So.
Again, this is City Corner on KYUK. I'm Christine Trudeau, and my guest is City Manager Pete Williams. You're listening to a conversation we had last Friday at his office in Bethel City Hall.
For the 2018 budget, I had dropped in on some of the meetings for that. What is your role in having that prepared for the council to go over? And if there were changes made to this year's, what were they? And are they relevant or important, do you think, for our listening audience to kind of understand how that is going to be done now from moving forward?
So normally, and we did this year, we start in December, usually with the department heads and giving them the, and then requesting from them that we need to know of any changes or items that they might want to budget for, especially for like capital projects or something that we want it to heads up on. Whatever it is. So and in January, we kind of sit down and start looking at refining that and what we're going to present to the finance director and the finance department. And then at that time, the city manager and the finance department in February, we would go over those together. And in March, try to put something and put something together for the city council. The city council, I think it's April 15th that we need to have a budget submitted to them. And then the city council, department heads, and the city manager schedule some meetings. And we go through all the budgets and take a look at and see if we can't come to an agreement on how we're going to spend the funds.
Has that process changed at all with this year, or anything you want to mention about that?
Well, the process hasn't changed, but the process didn't go as planned, that's for sure. And our finance director is new, and we also had some issues within the finance department itself. And so as he was trying to correct those, he was also trying to build the budget. And it got behind in getting it presented to council, or at least certainly behind the way I would have liked to seen it go. But next year I think we'll be good. And the big thing is, I think, on the, you know, to be able to present a budget that's correct, that you need to know, you need to have faith in the numbers that you're presenting. And it's easy to just say, hey, paper cost $100, but it's also also the revenues that generate the funds for that paper need to be correctly recorded. So you got to have some faith in a lot of background work. And I think the big challenge for the finance director this year was, and he's still working at it, is trying to straighten out the city's finances, the funds, and so forth, to make sure that they've been correctly tallied up in the past. I think that's probably it.
Did you want to try to explain any more of that, or how that process works with the totals, or?
Well, no, it's just, can't emphasize enough that it's really important to be sure you have the right people in place in some of these positions, so that as the years go by, one mistake 1 year and then it doesn't get caught, and it follows the next year, which causes some more mistakes. And so right now we're in the process of straightening out, what was quite a bit of mistakes, quite a few mistakes. And anyways, that's about all I got to say in it.
So you kind of talked about this a little bit, but what do you think Bethel residents should be more aware of in the issues that you are currently addressing?
I think that I've heard various complaints over the years. I don't know what bigger issues there, what certain, specific issues, but we do try to address, and I think we do, any issues that come before us. We're not, picking and choosing which ones we want to address. So I don't know if there's anything that should be any more aware of. I mean, we're making some changes in the police department. The fire department has some personnel changes at the police department. The fire department has, their one issue there was the ladder truck. We've upgraded that. We're in the midst of purchasing it. There were some issues with water and sewer service, and we're certainly trying to address those. I think we've made some improvements. And I don't know. There's a lot of issues, if I don't know if to say it that way, that's the correct way of saying it. But if issues are made, if we're made aware of any issues, we do try to address them. I don't know if there's any one that's more important than the other.
What issues do you think that people may not have a lot of information or understanding of that information, and what would you say to clarify?
Well, I mean, it depends on almost the what season. So, like in wintertime, we were getting a lot of calls on water and sewer service. And we certainly have worked closely with the hauled water and sewer and the pipe water and pipe sewer on trying to resolve some of the issues that have cropped up during the year. Some of them are issues that have, it's not the first time I've heard of them. And so we're actively trying to improve the water and sewer services, both for hauled and water.
What are you guys able to do for that? That you're trying to, how are you improving it, I guess?
One of the issues I guess I had when I got here was that was to ensure that there were the right people were in the right positions these positions to be able to do the jobs. And in the past, we've kind of promoted or hired people just to kind of fill a slot that didn't necessarily have the qualifications to do the job. So, for instance, one of the first things I did here was, and I was lucky to have somebody on board, was to fill the position for the HR manager. And the city manager is only as good as his staff and his employees, he or she's. So it's important to have the right people in the right place, and I think in the right position. So I think that was one of the one of the first things that I started to work on, or one of the first things I started working on. So as far as water and sewer and a better delivery, that went to our equipment and repair department. We call it vehicle and equipment, V&E, and it's getting the right person in there to keep the trucks repaired. And that, in fact, is greatly improved. And on the piped water and the piped sewer, we're in the process of now of acquiring some better controls for the city sub water treatment plant, and that's been part of the problem. Some of our infrastructure's worn out, and we're in the process of trying to purchase what's needed. So, for instance, he was having problems in the pipe water and sewer with the lift pumps, and part of that problem was that the pumps that they were using, they weren't able to buy new ones, so they were trying to recondition the old pumps. This year, we were able to get funds budgeted for new pumps, so he has enough on the shelf to be able to replace pumps instead of rebuilding them. Not all the problems have been solved there, but I think slowly, at least as we make an effort to try to fix what we know is wrong and accomplish that, we should see some better service going forward.
In the wake of the police chief retiring, how has the city and the police department been kind of balancing out that workload? And how is the hunt for the replacement going?
Well, we are waiting for the intern police chief to arrive. I've been in pretty close contact with the sergeants. There's three sergeants that are in the police department, and at least probably twice a week, at least, if not more, and then plus the emails that I get a lot more frequent than that. I don't think there's been any detriment to the services. The administrative part of it might have slacked off a little bit, but I'm comfortable so far. The big thing for us is that we will have somebody here. We'll have the intern candidate that he has signed a conditional offer. It will arrive in August 1st. He also will be here on July 10th and July 11th for the city council to confirm his appointment. You know, so far we've been able to move along without too much confusion, I would say.
Is there anything that I'm not asking you that you'd like to talk about?
I do think that a good group of employees that are trying their hardest to provide the services that the citizens here in Bethel need, and I think we have some good directors, and the public works director, finance director, police and the future fire will all be, IT has been a big help. There's been some big changes, and the IT director has come up with here, expensive, but I think that, you know, we've got a good core of workers here that moving forward, I think things should be at least a little smoother, if not better.
Did you want to talk about what those changes in IT might be? I know that some of them came up in council last meeting. Did you want to?
Sure. So, as we know, I'm not a tech guy myself, but we've moved into a different age, and we had some really slow speeds over here. It was actually affecting the work of our employees, and it just when I was at as port director, there were times over there where we couldn't use the computer or the city network because we just didn't have the server capacity here at City Hall to provide for services in two different places. So we made some major upgrades this year, and you know, we're paying GCI $300,000 a year for those services, but it's a hard pill to swallow, but to be able to function in this day and age, I guess we did what needed to be done. And I appreciate council for their understanding.
Thank you so much for talking with me.
And thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Bethel City Manager Pete Williams on City Corner. You can hear City Corner every Monday. Got general questions about what's going on in City Hall? You can submit them anonymously by emailing news@kyuk.org. I'm Christine Trudeau, and thanks for listening to City Corner on KYUK.